We're glad you're listening in today, because for 3 days we're going to have a very interesting story that a lot of you might know, and maybe some of you don't know. So this is Doris speaking, and also we have our teacher Hazel here. Hello, Hazel.
Hello, Doris. Hi, everyone.
And Hazel, you tell stories all the time. You like this story, I'm sure.
I do like this story. In fact, I often tell this story. I teach a class that talks about the basics of the Bible, and I often include this story in that.
So the story is in the Bible. It's a true story. And Zach, you know the story.
That's right. Hello, listeners, and hello, Doris. And yeah, I love this story, and I think of it as, honestly, probably the greatest story that's ever been told.
Well, because it's a true incident. It's something that happened, and so we call it a story, but it's really just an event. It's probably the most important event that ever happened.
Yeah, probably the biggest, one of the biggest events in history.
So if you open your magazines, if you have one today, to page 36, or if you're on your mobile website or whatever, we're going to talk about this story. And it says that this story is celebrating the birth of Jesus. So it's about a birthday story.
It is a birthday story. The birth of Jesus, and our history is divided by when Jesus lived. We have B.C. before Jesus Christ and A.D. after, so he must have made a big impact in the world.
And made a big difference in the world. And, you know, you can read this story in the Bible, and I think we'll tell you where you can read it. But this is written over kind of in a story form by one of our friends who went to heaven this past year to be with Jesus herself. And her name is Marjorie Stewart. And she loved to write poems and write stories. And so it's nice to use this that she wrote.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to find out what Marjorie had to say about this Bible story. And Zach, I think there's a lot of things in here that you think that it's important for our audience. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think throughout the story there are, like you said, there are key events that kind of help shape what you can anticipate further when we learn about Jesus.
That's right. So let's look now at page 36, and let's read the very first section that starts at the very beginning about one of the best-known, best-loved stories in the Western world.
The Christmas Story, celebrating the birth of Jesus. One of the best-known, best-loved stories in the Western world is the Christmas Story. Told and retold in carols sung throughout the month of December, on cards sent to family and friends, through skits and dramas in churches all over the land, the story has never grown old. It is the story of a teenage girl who was visited by an angel one day. It is the story of a more mature man, a humble carpenter, whose sleep one night was interrupted by an angel. It is the story of a group of shepherds sitting on a Judean hillside who were sung to by a choir of angels. But most importantly, it is the story of Jesus, God's only Son, who left heaven to be born as a baby in this world of mortal men.
So as we just read about this story, is actually told and retold through singing. Mm-hmm. It says carols. Carols sung throughout the month of December. And so, yeah, so if you're asking yourself, what are carols? We can think of carols as songs sung, normally having to do with religious themes. So something done in a group, and you might go around and just singing about the story.
Well, in fact, we talk about caroling, which means to sing Christmas songs, don't we, Hazel?
That's right. And a lot of people go Christmas caroling in December. And many of the songs tell the story of Jesus' birth.
I think probably the most famous carol is Silent Night. People know that.
I think that's everyone's favorite, almost, or one of their favorites, Silent Night.
And you hear it a lot now this time of year. And in America, they've been playing these carols for a long time. And I think it's now in Asia, people are too. Mm-hmm. And another one is Joy to the World. That's a good one, too.
It is a good one. There's so many favorite Christmas carols that we enjoy. There's a lot of new contemporary songs, too, some better than others. But we all love the old favorite songs.
That's true. Well, we even wrote some ourselves, and we'll play some of those for you later.
Great.
But, you know, this the story here, it's talking about this, that people tell this through dramas and what you call musicals and skits, every place, all over the world.
Right. I like that a section of the article. It's told on cards that are sent to family and friends, skits, dramas in churches all over the land. And as I've grown up in church, we often do dramas, skits.
Even
and we
kids send, in Sunday school do.
Oh, yeah, they? And mm-hmm. send cards to one another, have a special celebration.
And we say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, yes. We do. Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year goes together.
That's okay. Right.
Right. So this is something we're going to talk about, and it's a good time of year to bring this up. And it says in this story, it talks first about someone in the story, and that's Mary. Now, tell us more about that, Hazel.
Well, it says here it's the story of a teenage girl. Usually I don't think of Mary as a teenage girl, a teenager, but she was. She was mm-hmm. probably
young,
in her late teens, perhaps.
And what happened to her?
Well, she was visited by an angel one day.
Now, can you imagine how surprised? I mean, you know, if an angel came to talk to you, you'd be so surprised, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would be shocked, and I would probably be afraid.
Mm-hmm. That's true, right. Well, and besides Mary, who else was in the story?
Next, you'll see a group of shepherds.
Well, what about the mature man, the humble carpenter? He's in the story.
Oh, of course, yeah,
who
the humble carpenter. So this would be referring to her husband, Joseph.
Right.
And they weren't married at the time. They were engaged.
They were engaged, right.
But we know that later he became her husband.
And he was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right.
But he was not the father of the child, but he was the one who was going to marry her, right?
That's right. And it says a more mature man. So he was probably not a teenager, maybe a little bit older than Mary.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, of course, as you mentioned here, there were some shepherds, and if you look at Christmas cards, there's pictures of shepherds on a hill and angels singing, and a lot of you have seen those pictures, but you think, well, what does that have to do with me?
Right, and so this kind of sets the scene, as shepherding was a very common profession during this time, and so throughout the whole story, you'll often hear of shepherds and different illustrations or even metaphors used as to why that's important to understanding the Christmas story.
Well, shepherds were kind of the common people in those days, you know. Now it might be, storekeepers or something.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, but shepherds, you know, they were on the hill, and the angels told them. And the thing is, the story is about God's son. Now, a baby, there's babies born all the time, but this was very special. Now, God lives in heaven, and his son, Jesus. Why would he come down like a baby instead of just coming down like God? What do you think?
Well, I think he wanted to be able to identify with us, or we be able to identify with him. So he came as a very innocent, very helpless baby, like we all do into the world. So how amazing that God would send his son to live among us just as we live.
Well, that's true. You know, if God just stood up in the sky and said something, he was gone, we couldn't remember it. But Jesus wanted to come down to be able to talk to us, so he had to talk to us like a human being. So he came down and took on a human being's life so that he could grow up like people and talk to people and be part of them. And that was a big sacrifice for him to leave heaven as a king's son come to earth, wasn't it?
Of course. And that's part of the amazingness,
right.
The amazing aspect of this story.
And it says he came down to be born in this world of mortal men. Now, there's one word that's called mortal and another word that's immortal. What is the difference in mortal or immortal?
Yeah, so mortal just kind of goes to the idea of that you are unable to continue to live forever, that your life will kind of come to an end, right? That we as men and women die, whereas immortal means to live forever, to live for all of eternity, to go on and on.
So Jesus came down like a regular man to live a life on earth, but he came to tell us how we can become immortal and continue to live, didn't he?
That's exactly right.
So that's the important thing about this story. And so because of that, it's called good news, because he came down to tell everybody that God has a place for people, mortal people. When they leave this world, they can go to heaven. Now, isn't that pretty good news to know you're going to get to move to a better place when you leave the world?
That's great news. And it also shows how much God loved us, that he would send his only son to live among us and to become one of us.
Now, we always celebrate, you know, babies' births, but this is a very special one because God came down to tell us that he has a place for us to move to when we leave here, and he communicated to us being a person. So we wrote this song about it. It's called Celebrate the Season. We want to celebrate not just his birth, but the fact that he came down to give us an opportunity to become immortal. Wow, that's the most important thing, isn't it?
It sure is.
And so you want to hear this song that we wrote about that one?
Heavenly Melody? Yeah. Yeah. Let's listen.
Okay, Celebrate the Season. Now, if you want to know the words, they're in the magazine, and you can even sing along with them sometimes. And there's another song coming up, and you look at the words so you can sing along with us and share it with your friends. But anyway, this is what we're talking about, this occasion when Jesus came down to earth. And that's what we call Christmas. It's the birthday of Jesus, isn't it?
That's right. So that's what Christmas is all about. We do other fun things at Christmas, but the real meaning is right here in this Christmas story.
And we celebrate a lot of important people's birthdays, the president's birthday and some of the philosophers. And we have holidays for some of those things, but this is the most one that everybody in the whole world, in every country, can celebrate together, because Jesus came for all of the people in the world. And it happened a long time ago. About how many years?
Sure did. It happened about 2,000 years ago. And remember what I said, B.C. and A.D. are separated from when Jesus lived. It's, 2000?
Before Christ?
Yeah, it's going to be 2018 soon. And so that's about 2,000 years ago that Jesus lived.
That's right. And so this is an event that really documents, I think, Hazel said it really well earlier, just the idea that God had sent his only son and was just able to relate to mortal men by entering into the world and being vulnerable. So let's read our second section for today.
All this happened 2,000 years ago in the country of Israel. The Israelites at that time were under the rule of Imperial Rome, but they believed God would send them a Messiah. God was faithful to his promise. The Messiah was his own son, Jesus Christ. One day, an angel named Gabriel came to Mary, a young virgin. She may have been cooking the noon meal for her family, or she may have been sleeping when he appeared to her. We do not know, but we do know that Mary became afraid when Gabriel greeted her. He immediately reassured her that God was being very gracious to her. Out of all the women in Israel, she, Mary, had been chosen by God to bring into this world a baby who was Jesus, God's own son. When the angel explained that God's Holy Spirit would perform this miracle through Mary, she accepted it as God's will. "I am the Lord's servant," she said.
So this happened a long time ago in the country of Israel, and we know that we know where Israel is today. And at that time, they were under the rule of Rome, Imperial Rome.
Why do they say imperial here?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So imperial just referring to the empire that mm-hmm. Rome had established. And at the time, it was a superpower of the day. And so, yeah, I think if you were living in what is modern-day Israel, you would feel that influence mm-hmm. from that imperial rule.
Well, you know, that part of the Middle East there has been, you know, changing through the years. And actually, the country there of Israel, which we know as Israel today, was always under somebody that conquered them for so many years. Isn't that true? They didn't have their own country for a while.
And for many years, it was no longer the country of Israel. And then they came back together and made it a nation again.
Right, and that was way back in, what,
1948. So that was actually a fulfillment of a prophecy from the
right.
Old Testament.
It said, before Jesus comes back again to earth, Israel will become a country again. And that happened in 1948. So it looks like something's going to happen soon.
That's right. So they believed that God would send them a Messiah, someone to save them. And like you had said before, Doris, that someone would come that could make mortal men immortal. And
right.
So that's the good news of the story. They were waiting for a Messiah for hundreds and hundreds of years. They had read in the Old Testament scriptures that a Savior was coming, and that's the meaning of the Messiah.
Right. Well, the Messiah, that word means to save you from something. And so they wanted somebody to help them, to deliver them. And they thought, well, who is this Messiah going to be? And you know, if you send somebody from another country, maybe they would be defeated too. So God said, I'm going to send my own son down to earth to help and to let people know my plan, because sometimes people don't know it. It's been written in the book, like you said, before the BC, before Jesus came, but some people didn't understand it very well. So I'll send my son down to tell them. That was pretty good. Wasn't that wonderful?
Oh, absolutely. And I think for those waiting for the Messiah at that time, often maybe their expectation was, well, we want someone strong and someone to who could defeat a strong, powerful Rome.
Right, that's true, yeah. And so one day this angel, and it even tells us its name, angels had names. His name is Gabriel.
Hmm.
Is that a good name?
It's a great name. In fact, we have a Gabriel here.
That's
at ORTV.
Right. People often use that name.
That's right. It's a name that's still used today. The angel Gabriel came down to a young single lady, not married.
Now, it says she was a virgin. And what does that mean to be a virgin then?
Well, it means a single lady that is pure before God. Has not been married yet.
Never been in a relationship with man.
Okay.
Now, a virgin can't have a baby without a man, but this was very special because God said he was going to put his seed in to Mary as a virgin, and she would have a baby. That's the only time that happened, and we call that different things. Sometimes we call it the big word, like the Immaculate Conception. Mm-hmm. It's something that could only be conceived by God. Nobody could do it. And it's hard for people to believe that sometimes.
It was one of the miracles of the Bible. That's mm-hmm. right.
But now, what it was like, here she was probably just cooking her meal or whatever she was doing, and all of a sudden, this angel came and said, Mary, don't be afraid. Well, I would be afraid, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would be very scared.
But what did the angel do when he came down to see her?
Well, when the angel came, he reassured Mary and said, don't be afraid, and explained to her that God's Holy Spirit would perform this miracle through her and has accepted her as a part of his plan.
To be the mother of Jesus, right?
Right.
She'd been chosen by God to bring the baby into the world. And, you know, that would be a big shock to anybody.
It certainly would be. So the angel reassured her, oh, this is good news, but for her to become pregnant as a teenager with no husband, what would her family say? What would her friends mm-hmm. say? So it's amazing. She accepted the news and she rejoiced that God had chosen her, but she probably knew it would be a difficult time
sure,
in her life.
It would be hard, you know. Mm-hmm. And she said, yes, well, I'll be the servant of God if mm-hmm. he wants me to do this. Some people would say, oh, no, not me. But she was willing to do this, and it was not an easy thing. But, you know, this story is not easy for many people to believe, but because of what happened afterwards, then you might say, that doesn't sound like it could happen. But after it happened, when Jesus came, he did so many miracles and healed people that were blind and sick. And then people said, wow, he really is a son of God. So when he was a baby, they didn't know all this.
That's right. Another thing is all the writings, all the scriptures before, from beginning to end, they all talk about this Messiah that will come. And so then later when you look at Jesus' life, you can see that all those prophecies
right.
were fulfilled in the life of Jesus.
Everything. Yeah.
So that's another way we can be reassured that this is true, because it was all predicted ahead of time.
Right, because if this weren't true, why then we wouldn't know about God. But this is true because of the things that happened, that were written before, and then that happened. And everything in prophecy that was written in the Bible happened. Now, a lot of people like to prophesy, and they say, this is going to happen, and most of the time it doesn't. Sometimes. But every single thing written in the Bible, everything, happened, it was written in the Bible, and then it happened later. So every prophecy was fulfilled, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right.
So that's what makes the Bible such a wonderful book to read, and I hope you all have a copy of one. If you don't have, let us know. Maybe we can send you one. But it's a very good book to read. But anyway, this is a story that we're going to talk about. It's called The Christmas Story, and it's something that we celebrate.
And there's a good reason that we celebrate, because not only did this impact the world, but it can make a difference in each one of our lives.
That's right. And so this is why we want to share this story now. And when is the day that we celebrate? It might not be exactly the same day that Jesus was born, but we celebrate it at a certain day every year. What day is that?
That's right. We always celebrate it on December 25th.
And that's coming up on Monday.
That's coming up, yep.
So we better learn a little bit more about it. And the day before Christmas is called Christmas Eve, just before. And you go to some church on Sunday, wherever you are, they're going to tell you the story, and you're going to see people maybe act it out and sing about it. And it's a great, wonderful, festive time of the year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So it's a good time that we can all celebrate on the same day together. Again, even though we don't know which day Jesus was actually born, but they've chosen this day, December 25th, to celebrate worldwide.
And there's so many beautiful Christmas carols, and don't forget to listen to some of them on that you can. You can see Christmas carols on all over TV and radio and the web and every place, and we've printed a couple of those that we wrote in the magazine. So you want to stay with us for this story and find out something maybe you didn't know about Christmas. And if you did, then share it with your friends. Isn't that right?
That's right. It's called the Good News. And so, yeah, it's a big part of it is just telling it for yourself and retelling it again.
It's a story that's very old, but it never gets old.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that's important for all of us to know. Every country of the world, every nationality, it's the only story that is really worthwhile for the whole world, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes.
So it's going to be good to come back tomorrow and talk a little bit more about it. And then Monday will be Christmas Day. It's usually a holiday in most countries, but even if it isn't, you can still celebrate it, right?
That's right. You sure can. And we hope you do.
Right. So we'll see you when you come back tomorrow. We'll have some more songs and more about Christmas. So we'll be waiting for that time and see you then tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.